If you found yourself at a shopping mall at some point during this past Christmas and New Year's season, it's possible that you saw and perhaps even received one of these. A shopping bag that was distributed by the nearly ubiquitous Macy's department store chain. That which probably grabbed my attention initially when I saw someone carrying a bag such as this was the bright red color. Far more intriguing, however, is the placement of the largely printed word, believe. Believe. What's that pleasant, familiar, biblical word doing on a Macy's shopping bag? Not much when you stop to analyze it. Not much even when you add the small print that precedes it, a million reasons to believe. For starters, directing people simply to believe really isn't giving them any new direction. Directing people to believe is really no different than directing people to breathe. For everybody already does believe in something. Everybody already does place his or her confidence in this or that item. Everyone has faith in some entity. That which makes the difference, of course, is the item in which one places one's trust. In other words, the benefit of believing is directly proportional to the greatness of the thing in which one believes. Believe in something or someone that really can and does deliver all the time, and you've got a belief system that really works. Believe in someone or something that doesn't come through and can't come through, and your belief, no matter how intense it might be, will do you absolutely no good. How truly helpless, for example, are those who believe in astrology. They place their confidence in the predetermined arrangement of lifeless stars, which are incapable of providing that which we need for temporal or eternal life. How misguided are those who place their confidence in political figures or governmental forces which burst onto the scene only to quickly reveal their own incapabilities. How sadly alone are those who place their faith in themselves, falsely thinking that they can address their own woes in their sinful condition. In contrast to these ineffective things in which people tend to believe, the Bible reveals the single focus of faith which does make the difference, which can provide the help that we need, which does yield the life that is needed. Him. A variety of passages found, especially in the Gospel of John, provide the drumbeat which emphasizes the proper focus for our faith, for our believing activity. The familiar John 3, starting with verse 14 through 16, "As Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have eternal life. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." 3:18, "He who believes in him is not condemned." 3:36, "He who believes in the Son has everlasting life." 6:35, "Jesus said, I am the bread of life. He who comes to me shall never hunger, and he who believes in me shall never thirst." 6:47, "Most assuredly I say to you, he who believes in me has everlasting life." 11:25, "He who believes in me, though he may die, he shall live." Notice it's not just those who believe in some unidentified object that possess the best, but those who believe in him. The Word of God directs us to place our faith in the Son of God, for only Jesus possesses what is needed to do all that needs to be done. Look first of all at his hands. The hands of Jesus were pierced on the cross in order to shed the precious blood necessary to cancel our guilt and the debt of our guilt and sin, that debt which has now been paid in full. You were redeemed not with corruptible things like silver or gold from your aimless conduct received by tradition from your fathers, but with the precious blood of Christ, as of a lamb without blemish and without spot. And those redeeming hands which were then raised in glory now have death itself captive. I am he who lives and was dead, and behold, I am alive forevermore. Amen. And I have the keys of Hades and of death. Believing in Jesus, therefore, means that we are walking hand in hand with the one who handily conquered death in order to open for us the gates of eternal life. Look also to his heart. His is the heart which is filled with deepest love and compassion. Greater love has no one than this, he declared, than to lay down one's life for his friends. He was motivated to go to the cross, as he did, by his twofold love. His love for his Heavenly Father and his love for us. And the loving act of going to the cross was only one of his love's manifestations. Even though he reigns as number one, he places our needs as the highest priority and will do anything necessary to secure our eternal welfare. Believing in Jesus, therefore, means that we are handing over our needs and concerns to the one who loves us wholeheartedly. Look also at his eyes, which are looking right back at you in constant vigilance. Behold, he who keeps Israel shall neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord never takes his eyes off of us. He never misses anything that needs to be known. He never misses a piece of the various things that tend to puzzle us. And ever keeping the full picture before him, he knows precisely what is needed in every moment of our lives. Believing in Jesus, therefore, means that we are those who journey under the watchful and guiding eye of the Savior. Look finally to his powerful arms, for there is no greater force in all the universe. Oh, sing to the Lord a new song, for he has done marvelous things. His right hand and his holy arm have gained him the victory. He took on and took down all the forces of death and hell, triumphantly declaring, "All authority has been given to me in heaven and on earth." And he continues to flex his muscle and exert his power for the well-being of the church. Believing in Jesus, therefore, means that we're looking to and tapping the one who can do anything, even the seemingly impossible, with the simple exertion of his will. The importance of believing. It can't be overstated, as long as one believes in that which truly can do us good. And that designation belongs exclusively to Jesus. Not only does he maintain a love which desires the very best for us, but he possesses the power to do whatever is needed and the wisdom to do what needs to be done at any given time. Many are the reasons to believe in Jesus. And the greatest of them all, the assurance that when we believe in him, we have eternal life in the bag. The hymn for this morning is hymn 381, stanza 1, hymn 381, verse 1.